and welcome to Connected Roots, Educational Insights for a Better World. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Coalition. We are a global alliance for collective impact. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals and support their work. You can learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 16, we welcome Virginia Hamilton, teacher, certified humane education specialist, and founder of Canine Commandos in Brevard County, Florida. Through training, socialization, and compassion, the students of Canine Commandos help four-legged friends in regional shelters find their forever homes. Canine Commandos teaches basic obedience to shelter dogs, improving adoption rates while providing the students with memorable hands-on life skills experiences. The goal is to increase adoption rates for shelters while improving academic gains through reflective classroom projects. Virginia, thank you so much for joining me today on Connected Roots.
Thanks for having me, Megan. I'm excited to be talking with you.
Well, first and foremost, I think congratulations are in order. Congratulations on recently receiving the Academy of Pro-Social Learning's Teacher of the Year Award for 2019. What a tremendous honor.
I am so excited. It was very unexpected when I read the email that came through. I was in the car and I just started tearing up because, you know, there's so many people out there that believe in the same things that I believe in with humane education. But it was just actually, it was very appreciated and actually I was shocked, but I'm very happy to receive it.
Well, it is much deserved. I am thrilled that you are this year's recipient, and we're all just so excited for you at the Coalition.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So why don't we start by talking about Canine Commandos? Why did you decide to create this organization?
Well, I teach gifted students. I service over 100 of them currently at the school I'm teaching, Quest Elementary in Brevard County, Florida. And I've been teaching gifted for, I'm going into my 18th year, also 28 years of teaching. And wow. When I first started teaching gifted, it was required that we do community service. And I wanted to find something that would be memorable, sustainable, that the kids would look forward to. And I just happened to be watching the Animal Planet channel, and there was a dog obedience trainer that was on saying that dogs are overlooked in the shelters due to lack of training, jumping up on the cages and barking. And he said, just minutes per day, you can change those behaviors to increase the availability or increase their adoption rate. So I thought, wow, my kids could do that. So I talked to the shelter, talked to my principal, and found a trainer that was up, and there's my puppies. That would help us get started, and that's it. We took off. So this is back, and that's Marlo, two rescues, corgis, back in 2003, and I started with the one school at that time, but I knew that just one school going in, that the only ones that were benefiting were the students at the time and not the animals. So I got my first grant, and I had 11 schools at that time, and now we're up to 26 schools that go into all of our shelters to obedience train the dogs. And we just did our statistics, and we have a 69% adoption rate due to our training. Wow. I know we're so excited. We last year had 400 students training. So it's just amazing how this program has grown. And you know, I'll see kids nowadays or today that'll say, I remember when, you know, and still remember it to this day, or ones that I still have the t-shirt, and it's just been so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds like it. That's fantastic. Virginia, how do you think your work at Canine Commandos kind of fits in with the broader field of humane education, thinking about humane education being comprehensive in scope and including humans, animals, and the planet?
With the students going in and working with the animals, they're not just training the animals, but a lot of them are learning compassion and empathy. and taking that, what they've learned at the shelters, and we all go back to our classrooms and work on projects to reflect what they have learned and their experiences. And when you find out that students went a step further and actually took not the training necessarily, but took what they've learned, what they experienced in the shelters, and bring it to real life. And I can give you two examples right off the bat. Mm-hmm. There was a young man from another school, and the teacher contacted me to tell me that he went into the shelter, and he was very surprised to learn that many of the animals in there are not neutered. And then what happens, neutered or stays, and all the puppies and that are generated from lack of fixing the animal, that it bothered him so much that he went to his grandfather, who had an intact pit bull, and asked grandpa to please neuter the dog and explain the reasons, and grandpa went and did it. He neutered the dog. Another aspect of the human bond connection was, there is a school, they're not with us now, I wish they'd come back to us, but it's a school where teens in trouble live. In fact, their curriculum is run through the lost dogs about Michael Vicks. They do everything through that, because most of these kids that are in there have pit bulls and believe in dog fighting. Well, there was one of the boys that was there, and he was a Jamaican boy, and they took them to the shelter, and they worked with the cats as well. He was so in awe of these cats that he said that back home, when they see the cats, he says they kick them, they abuse them, but he said he realizes now that the cats deserve just as much respect as the dogs, and that his hope is to go home and make changes in his own environment, in his community, with the cats, to treat them with love and care and respect. And we're just really hoping that the peer pressure didn't get to him, and that's what this is all about. Learning something new from the animals and seeing the plight of the animals, and then actually feeling what those animals feel, and to bring changes, children bringing changes to their community and their home. That's just, those are the best stories ever.
They so are. What great stories to share with our listeners to let them know how the program is impacting the lives of your students. Can you think of any other ways your program has had an impact on your community?
On the community, because it's, you know, we work with the sheriff, we work with Humane Society, we work with SPCA, and then it's the schools. It's a huge partnership between the four of us. And, you know, we recognize each other as a partner and how to bring about change, not only with the animals, but also children being as young. I mean, we have kids as young as fourth grade going in to help make changes in the shelters as well, which impacts the community, because the students know that euthanasia is very costly to the taxpayers. So whatever we can do to get those animals out of the shelter is way less expensive than to have to euthanize an animal. I'm very careful with talking about things like that, but my parents finally had said, you know, these are gifted children. They need to know, you know, this is what it is. So I've been able to speak more, a little more freely about the animals than I used to. So I think it helps. This is, in my opinion, a win-win-win for the community, for taxpayers, for the children, and certainly for the animals.
Okay, so I have a question for you that comes from a few of our listeners. They're curious to know how you have developed relationships with other teachers and schools and agencies in your area. How have you managed to cultivate those good partnerships and connections in your region?
For me, humane education needs to be in the school. It should be mandatory. I'm in Florida, and there's only one standard that says be kind to animals, and it's in the kindergarten standard. There's nowhere else in there. So that's why I also developed AIM Humane, to reach out to the schools. Where what I did was I received $3,500 worth of material through Donors Choose. Teachers are not aware of these places that you can get freebies. And, you know, so I've written several grants. I love Griffin Press. Most of the reading material I have is from Griffin Press. So I have class sets of different titles ranging from kindergarten all the way up through high school. And I've got lesson plans to go with all of them. So with help from the media, we call it, libraries are called media centers now, getting word out to teachers that, hey, if you want to teach humane education, contact Virginia Hamilton. She'll send out all this material. It's just everything's ready to go. But with Canine Commandos, because I teach gifted, my first grant was through the Florida DOE, Department of Education, for $10,000. And I had an in-service, and I said to the teachers, this is what I would love to see kids more involved in. Of course, teachers are people that are automatically compassionate and have empathy for others as well. So I immediately had 11 schools that in one day say, I want to join. So it does take funding, because what had happened was teachers don't know how to train. So I do have two trainers that are on our payroll, so to speak, to go out to the schools on a daily basis to meet with the schools. So for me, it's very easy, one teacher asking another teacher, especially when they're animal lovers, and the majority of the teachers are animal lovers. In fact, I had one teacher that wasn't crazy about animals, but she felt that the benefit outweighed more for the kids than it did for herself. So she was bringing her kids out as well. I'm very fortunate. I was able to have a principal that said, as long as you get everybody that's all on board, I'm all for it. And so I've had everybody. I've even had the school board talk at school board meetings stating, this is a program that needs to stay in the county. This is a great way for kids to do community service, as well as learning something for themselves as well. So it's been, for me, a very powerful experience. And I'd love to see it just keep growing and growing and growing.
I think it will, from what you're describing. It sounds like it's very much in demand and something that could be replicated in other areas of the country and in the world.
Yes, it's a very simple task to do. Like I said, the only clog in the wheel could be having a trainer, but a lot of shelters have trainers anyway. So, it's very inexpensive. Our website even has a link for teachers, how they can get involved if they would like to, even if it's outside of the county, to work with us on the Canine Commandos, and also to learn more about Inhumane. One of the board members, she's our education director, and she's putting more material together for the service learning piece, Canine Commandos, because a lot of the teachers are contacting me and say, okay, we're training dogs, can you help me figure out a project to do? Well, that's her job, is to come up with several activities the kids can do back in their classroom. I tied it into STEM this year. So we're learning about DNA and genetics, and we got $1,500 worth of DNA kits through Embark Vet, and we worked with 10 different dogs on DNA and genetics. So we took it and put it more into the classroom as well as just training the animals. And all it did was leave a lot more questions than it did answers. So the Embark is going to work with me on the next coming year so kids can answer some of these questions. So it's fun. And we've had, the kids were able to Skype with doctors and scientists and researchers. So it's how big you want to make this and how much you want your kids to dive into and learn. It's the service learning part is very important, in my opinion.
I agree. This program seems very creative and versatile, which is just what teachers need.
I agree. And, teachers share. I was just on the email with a teacher over on the other side of Florida, and she shared some material with me. And it's just, that's what we have to do. We get a lot of our material from one another and ideas.
Virginia, what advice would you give to educators who want to do something similar in their schools or school districts? What words of wisdom would you share with them?
One of the things that I talk to people about, I've given several in-services and presentations, and not everybody's an animal lover, so I tell them, find what you're passionate about. If it's something, a lot of them are into the environment, find what that passion is, because it's so much easier to teach something that you really feel strongly about than just teaching something that is there. And then jump from that platform. And there's so many things in the environment with the climate change issues right now and the global issues we have. I just pulled off on your website today, as a matter of fact, about 15 tips about teaching climate change in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So I pulled that off. And or I did a project with my kids where they were allowed to pick anything that they were that meant something to them. Some of the girls picked women not being paid, and this is sixth grade, women not having equal pay. And they did projects based on that. And we do a claymation video on issues that the kids feel very strongly about, like SeaWorld having orca whales or hunting. You know, just I let them pick whatever they wanted, and then they just took off with it. And that's just let the kids do the work. Let them be creative. Give more choice. The kids will be really turned on to education if we allow more flexibility in that and do more problem-based learning in the classroom.
I agree completely. Beautiful words of wisdom. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Virginia, for joining us today on Connected Roots. We appreciate our partnership with Canine Commandos, and we're really grateful for your involvement as an advisor to the coalition. We look forward to collaborating in lots of exciting ways in the future.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me, Megan.
Learn more about Canine Commandos and Aim Humane at caninecommandos.org. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.